This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Through education, motivation, and implementation, we will bridge the gap between knowing and doing so we can master fat loss naturally and help you reach your highest potential. Let's get started. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton, and today we are going to talk about the shame spiral. I started writing a blog about this, and when I finished it up, I thought, nope, I got to share this on the podcast, because while my experience might not be your experience, I really believe that so many of us can relate to this cycle, and many of us are still stuck in it. And I want to help you break free from this shame cycle. And this is what I hope we're going to do today in the few minutes that we spend together. Because we have this terribly inefficient habit. And that habit that is terribly inefficient is that we keep returning to and investing in approaches that don't work. Maybe it's approaches to weight loss. Maybe it's approaches to dealing with conflict or dealing with emotion or dealing with fear or approaches when we are overtired. But it is very efficient to continue to return and invest in and engage in approaches that don't work. So as we talk today, I want you thinking about this question. Do you need a different approach? What approaches in your life do you need to change? Do you need to change the way you approach weight loss? Do you need to change the way you approach being over emotional or being overtired or feeling overwhelmed? What strategies are not working for you, yet you continue to return to them? For years, I would say to myself, this time is going to be different, but nothing was different. The approach was the same, my mindset was the same, I was the same, the results were the same. The cycle always looked the same, and it would go like this. This is when I talk about the shame spiral, this is what it looked like for me. I would be sick of myself and sick of my awful choices and sick of my excuses and completely disgusted by my body, and these negative emotions would fuel the intense and unrelenting search for a new diet. Now, the more disgusted I was, the higher the sense of urgency for change, and the higher the sense of urgency for change, the more extreme approach I would seek, right? So if I was just feeling moderately disgusted by my body, then I might be okay with something like Whole30. But if I was like totally and completely and utterly disgusted, level 10 disgusted, then we'd be talking about like cabbage soup diet or HCG or something crazy like that. So I would gather all the rules for whatever approach I chose. I would steel my will and I would get prepared. And from the first moment, I hated it. And if I'm really honest, I hated it before the first moment, right? I resented the rules. I focused almost exclusively on what I was missing out on and how unfair it was that some people didn't have to jump through these crazy hoops just to get results. And that I was doing this again. And here I was again in the same situation. And as my deprivation grew, as my frustration grew, my will, my motivation crumbled, right? The urgency and motivation that kicked off this shame cycle were replaced with exhaustion and hopelessness. And then I would dive into full-fledged victim mode. This sucks. It's not fair. And I would turn to the foods that created this shame cycle, this shame spiral to begin with, right? And then I would return to the top of this cycle as soon as I felt like I was suffocating under the weight of my body and my guilt and my disgust again. Sometimes that would take a few weeks, sometimes a few days, sometimes a few hours. And yeah, the diets themselves were different, but guys, really, they were exactly the same. Different rules, but same approach. Different days, different months, different years, but same flawed thoughts, same results. And what I was refusing to see in my fantasy mind was that the more extreme the approach, the more extreme the cycle, right? The more extreme my feelings of deprivation and frustration were, the more severely I would go into this victim mode, and the more severe my defiance would be or my rebellion would be. I was drowning. I was working hard. I was exhausting myself physically and emotionally, but I wasn't getting anywhere. And I needed a different approach. So the question I'm asking you is, do you need a different approach? Is it time for a different approach? Are you living in this fantasy world where you keep telling yourself it's going to be different, but nothing's really changing, right? Yeah, the rules of the diet you choose might be a little bit different, but the bones, the structure, the underlying truths are exactly the same. And if that's the case, if that's you, you need to do something different. You have to. When I started Primal Potential, it was largely because no one was talking about a different approach and everyone was asking me what I had done, right? Because they knew I had struggled for my whole life. And then all of a sudden I just seemed like it was easy for me because it was. So how did you get there, right? And it seemed like what everybody was talking about is all these stupid diets that didn't work for me, right? And as much as I had those moments as I was losing weight in a new and sustainable way, I had those moments of wanting to embrace the extremes, extreme deprivation, right? Extreme dieting strategies so that I could soar rapidly to my goals. I wasn't willing to lie to myself anymore. That hadn't worked for me. It wasn't going to work for me. And I wasn't going to keep lying and wasting my time because in addition to wasting my time, I was wasting my life. It was obsession. It was true obsession every day with how much weight can I lose by XYZ date, right? It was crazy. And I really started to feel like the only reason that there are so many diets out there is because none of them work. And so all of the people who were like me would continue to need the next one because the last one had failed them. As I got to the point where I was honest enough to say to myself, hey, Elizabeth, you keep doing like the same basic structure of things over and over and over again. It's not working. So I was left with obvious questions like, well, if that doesn't work, what does? How do I proceed differently? What does that look like? What should I do? And I had to carve that path for myself. And it went well from a results standpoint, losing over 100 pounds, but it was hard. And it took patience. And it took a lot of questions and a lot of wrong turns. And as I got questions from others, like, how did you do that? If you knew what didn't work, how did you find out what did work? That's why I decided to create the Fat Loss Fast Track. And what my clients have seen through that is just what I explained to you, that there is an alternative to this dieting mentality of here are the rules, here's my short-term goal, I just need to follow the rules, and if I can do that for long enough, I can lose the weight, because that's not working. And there is an alternative, and I wanted to help people who were like me in that they wanted to create their own rules instead of blindly following somebody else's. Not because there's not an appeal to blindly following somebody else's rules. I mean, that's easier. But because somebody else's rules don't work for me. My rules might not work for you. I wanted to help them create a forever plan, not a 30-day plan, not a 90-day plan, a forever plan that was sustainable, but also not overwhelming, not something where you look at the rules and think, how am I going to do this? This is going to suck. It's going to be hard. I wanted it to be sustainable and doable. I wanted to help people build habits, not cheerlead them through some short-term deprivation like I used to do with my coworkers, like, come on, you can do it. You're stronger than the cookies. Like, I mean, let's do something that's sustainable, not that requires sheer force of will. Because what happens when you need that sheer force of will for some other area of your life? Well, then you know what happens. It's not there for your food choices and you end up in the cookies, right? And the other thing I wanted to do is I wanted to address what most people weren't addressing, and that is the mental and emotional barriers that derail our motivation and determination, because it's not just about food. And if you ask any of my Fat Loss Fast Track clients, they'll tell you it's almost like very little about food, right? Because when you pay attention to what it's really about and you clear that stuff away, honest to God, the food stuff starts to take care of itself. And it's been amazing. It's been amazing not only for my clients, but also for me, because I've learned more about my body and my own sustainable lifelong approach as I help other people create theirs. And I know that is also true for them. As they see my approach, my sustainable lifelong approach, it helps them create theirs. I can't count the number of fat loss fast trackers, that's what I call them, who tell me it's the best thing they've ever done for their health, right? and I beam with pride and excitement for the freedom that they've created every time one of them says, I'll never need another diet, and I hate that I wasted so much time and money on diets. And yes, weight loss happens, right? But the biggest wins within the fat loss fast track are related to confidence and empowerment and feeling like you're in control and that you are stronger than the food and that you are stronger than the circumstances, releasing the emotional obsession over food and diets, right? And I'm telling you all of this because I know how frustrating it is to keep doing the same thing, investing your time, your hope, your money, your energy in things that are not going to work for you. And right now I'm opening up the last fat loss fast track of the year. It's 12 weeks. It's a small group. I don't just accept anybody that wants to get in. It is a small group where we work together for 12 weeks. The reason it's a small group is because it's not just some cookie cutter plan of like, oh, here's your 12 weeks of stuff. No. We're creating your fat loss fast track. And I know you probably have a bunch of questions related to how does it work and what can I expect. I want you to hear from a couple of my current fat loss fast trackers and what they've experienced and how it's benefited them. Before I let you hear from them, let me just tell you what you can expect. Quite honestly, you can expect, if you do the work, to improve every aspect of your life, not just your relationship with food, not just your body composition. You can expect to be more confident. You can expect to feel like fat loss and healthy food choices are easier than ever, and they will be. You can expect to eliminate cravings, but also enjoy food more. Of course, you can expect to burn fat and see your body change. You can expect to trust the process and generally feel happier and more relaxed. And these are not things I'm telling you from my experience. These are things I'm telling you from the experience of the now hundreds of people who have gone through this. I'm not exaggerating. I could go on, but I won't. As for Here It Works, here's just a quick overview. You can also go to primalpotential.com/fall16, fall 16, one word, and get all the details there. But we will work on making one small change at a time and evaluating what works and what doesn't work for you. We will have one singular focus each week, just one. And there will be a webinar every week to coach you through implementing that week's challenge in your life. You'll get motivational messages, I call them level up lectures, towards the end of every week to help you stay focused through the weekend and commit to your goals. They're like mini podcasts. They're just for my fat loss fast trackers. We will have a private Facebook group where I am actively engaged every day and respond to every post. And you can hit me up there for questions or challenges or struggles, or just you need a boost of motivation. If you're not on Facebook, don't worry. All the other stuff I'm talking about happens off of Facebook. There are also weekly workouts for every fitness level. And don't worry, these are totally optional if you're not working out yet, but they're a fantastic tool when you are ready or if you're already working out to make sure that your workouts are geared towards your goals. And one of my favorite things is the 12-week journal that coaches you through paying attention to your body, your progress, and what's working for you. And as I said, though, the catch is that I limit the size of the group. It's not a set it and forget it program of, oh, yeah, you sign up and every Sunday you get an email. You do get an email, but I want to know you. I want to know what's going on in your life and how I can help. I want to know your excuses, and I want to help you work through them, and I just can't do that if the group gets too big. So enrollment is on a first come, first served basis. And once we're full, it will be shut down until 2017. Our official kickoff date is October the 2nd, but we are enrolling now. And as soon as we fill up, it'll be closed down. So again, if you want to get more of the details, the pricing options, all of that kind of stuff, hear from some of my other clients, and I'm going to share some of their stories here in a minute, but you can go to primalpotential.com/fall16, fall 16. I'll also link that up in the show notes. I want to spend the next couple minutes sharing some of the experiences from my fat loss fast trackers now, because I think the program's great because I see it working all the time. But you might be able to relate to some of their doubts, some of their skepticisms, and maybe be encouraged by their results. And in some cases, I'll read their words, and in others, you're going to hear it directly from them because they wanted to share this message with you. The other morning, I got an email from one of my veterans, which means she's gone through more than one fat loss fast track. I have a separate group, like a graduated group with more advanced mindset and life skills. After the first 12 weeks, she's part of that group. So this is what her email said. She said, I'll also never forget the quote, discipline and freedom are not mutually exclusive, but mutually dependent. I now look at spontaneity and being fun so differently. When you practice discipline, you get to live an unencumbered life in an unencumbered body. I love that. And that email made me smile because it's so true. I know for me, I used to look at freedom as eating whatever I wanted, whenever I wanted. And I didn't want anybody to tell me how much to eat or when to eat. And so eating what I wanted, when I wanted was freedom, but it wasn't. Because I felt trapped when I did that and miserable. And that's not free at all. But it's in discipline that you find freedom. Think about it. When you spend, if we're talking about money, when you spend whatever you want, whenever you want it, and you buy everything you desire, does that create freedom? No, it creates a situation where you're beholden to either your things or your debt or both. Debt that burdens you, debt that restricts you, things you have to work for so you can pay for. When you have disciplined habits with your money, that creates freedom, flexibility, options, peace of mind. And the same is true with food. Discipline and freedom are not mutually exclusive, they're mutually dependent. And that is so true with food. When you practice discipline with your food, it creates freedom, not only mental and emotional freedom, but physical freedom. And that's so important. The next person I want you to hear from is Nicole, and you'll hear her story in her own words and her own voice. I love her story because she is a self-proclaimed diet skeptic who did not want to be told what to do, what to eat. She's not into the rules, and she joined the fat loss fast track anyway. She's also a little bit different because she's in the fitness industry. She works in a gym and she's a type 1 diabetic. She has, and when she recorded this, we were 9 weeks into her first fat loss fast track, she's improved her blood sugar and she is seeing her abs for the first time. And I want you to hear it from her because she's got a really, really great story.
Hello, I'm on Elizabeth's summer fat loss fast track. A tongue twister there. My name's Nicole. I live in England, as you can probably hear from my accent, with my three kids. I work in the health and fitness industry in a gym. So I guess I felt going into this that I kind of knew a fair amount about diet, exercise and how things work. And I'd also listened to Elizabeth's podcast and absolutely loved what she did because it explained to me for the first time why a primal diet might be really, really effective. And in my case, I'm a type 1 diabetic, which means I especially have to be very good about managing my blood sugar levels to avoid getting long-term complications. So I went in as a bit of a tourist, if I'm honest, but also because I did want to be able to lose some belly fat and have much, much better blood sugars. What did I get out of it? Well, what I got was amazing, really. Actual changes in my behaviour regarding carbs. I am still a diet sceptic and I didn't really like the idea of being told what to do and not to eat grains and not to do this and not to do that. I was pretty resistant to that idea of restricting, depriving myself. But really, it hasn't been like that. It's been a very gradual process and I felt completely in control the whole time. If there have been days which haven't been so great eating wise and I haven't felt like it's the end of the world, so I've really, you know, been able to change what I'm doing over the long term. Now, if I look back to where I was when we started this in July compared to what I'm doing now, it is a fundamental shift, and it's the kind of thing that, yeah, I probably would have tried for a week before and then given up because it is so different to how I was eating before. So for example, I'm having no carbohydrates at breakfast or lunch. The evening is a different matter, but with some work to be done there, but pretty good and pretty amazing compared to where I was before, and has had an effect on both my blood sugars, which are much better, I think. Still a work in progress, I would say. And also being able to see my abdominals for the first time, which was a pretty amazing result and something that my vanity is very glad about. On the psychological side, I think it's been interesting. I really feel like I can do anything with the support of the Elizabeth, but also of the guys on the Facebook group that we've set up to get us through this kind of process. I have this much higher aspirations for my health and also other areas of my life, feeling that I can actually change things. So a sense of empowerment, I suppose, is what I'm trying to say. Anyway, so I'd like to thank Elizabeth for all of that and hope that some of you out there might be in a similar place and feel that you could give it a go. I really don't think you have too much to lose by giving it a go, other than the things I've just mentioned, belly fat and your sense of failing at diets and not being able to do them. I think that you will come out of this feeling that perhaps you can do things that you didn't think you could do. We can do hard things, it turns out.
I love this, not only because I'm a total sucker for accents, but, and of course I love that she's seeing her abs and she's improved her blood sugar. But what I love most is that after just 9 of our 12 weeks together, she's feeling empowered in all areas of her life. I hear that all the time. And to me, that is the most exciting thing. That has the most transformation potential. Even though she was a skeptic, she controlled the pace of the change and she felt in control the whole time. And I think that's the beauty of the Fat Loss Fast Track, because yes, there are specific challenges, but you are in charge of making them work for you. So now I want you to hear from another one of my veterans. The last one you heard from, she's in her first Fat Loss Fast Track, but this is somebody who's in her second, right? And she shares that we know what we're supposed to be doing, but we don't do it. And that is the cycle, knowing but not doing, and then doing and then not doing, right? And we bounce back and forth between doing it sometimes, but not all of the time. And she also found that she was really victimizing herself with her negative self-talk, right? She had already lost a lot of weight, but the Fat Loss Fast Track helped her get her confidence back and her belief in her ability to maintain what she had worked so hard for. So I'll let you hear from her.
Hi, this is Diane Toole, and I have been working with Elizabeth Benton since April 2016. And I've gone through two Fat Loss Fast Track. I find that a tongue tire. I don't know why. And I wanted to tell you what I've learned since April. So I guess the main thing I've learned is that we all know what we're supposed to be doing, and we know how to get healthy, and we know how to lose weight, but we don't do it. And I guess I just kept going through that same cycle, and I'd be like, we do it sometimes, but we don't do it all the time. And why? Why don't we do that? And I think it all comes back to the beginning of our confidence. We've chipped away at our confidence, and we've really started to feel like we aren't capable of doing it. We're successful in all other areas of our life, and yet for some reason, being healthy and trim and doing the things that we need to do to take care of our body, we just can't seem to consistently do. So I'll tell you what the Fat Loss Fast Track, hey, I did it, gave to me. It gave me my confidence back. It basically set me up with weekly challenges, and I slowly started to gain my confidence, and I suddenly really started to believe that I was unstoppable, that that was something, there was something out there, there was nothing I couldn't do, that I could do anything I wanted to do. And I learned to change my paradigm and see every challenge as an opportunity, that was Friday night when everyone else was drinking and having dessert, that was an opportunity for me to grow. And I started to realize that I had a lot of negative self-talk regarding myself, and I realized that the most important words in the world were the ones that follow I am. So what? Yes, I'm so tired, I'm so hungry, I'm so stressed out. And I always think to myself, of course you are, because if you're going to say that to yourself, what do you think is going to happen? You are going to be tired, hungry, and stressed out. So it's like the words that follow I am is like writing a prescription for yourself for what you're going to be. So I started to wake up and say every morning, no, I am unstoppable, and this is going to be fun and easy, and I'm going to make this fun and easy, and this is not hard. I used to wake up and say, God, this is so hard making these choices every day. And I'll tell you what, I read in a book that the human brain apparently has to make like 300 choices regarding food every day. And that's really overwhelming. So what happens? We default to our old habits and patterns, and those roads are dug so deep into our brains. It's so much easier to just go to the default. And so that's what we do, because otherwise to make 300 choices a day is daunting. No one can do that. So what you do is you wake up every day and you just pick one choice, one little choice that you change, and you slowly over time just carve out a new road, and you fill in that old path of what you used to do, and you make a new road that takes you one step closer to the healthier you that you want to become. And you just try to do that every day. And it sounds like it's so easy. And I'll tell you what, the Fat Loss Fast Track program really helped me. Elizabeth has really helped me learn that it doesn't have to be hard. You just have to wake up every day and say, I'm worth it. I am so worth it. I'm going to do this. And then you know what? You push aside your excuses and you do it. And it's not acceptable to tell everyone else and meet all the commitments we make to all the other people in our lives, but not meet the commitments we make to ourselves. And so I finally decided I was going to meet the commitments that I made to myself, and I did. And of course, some days it's easier than others. And some days I still fail, and it's okay, because every day I just wake up the next day and I just think about what I can do better and what opportunity can take me to the next level to grow and become the best human being I can be. And I look in the mirror every day and think, that person I want to be, what would she do? And then I try to do that. And that was a really long side thing, but I guess what I would say is, for me, I've been on this journey for a long time. I found Elizabeth towards kind of the end of, well, in the last year, towards the end of my journey, and I've lost 82, well, I'm now about 82. I had lost 90 pounds, but I'm up a little bit, but I'm getting back down. And I just have to say, like, I could never maintain and do what I'm doing now without Elizabeth, because it was finally the piece of the puzzle that put everything together for me, which is, you can never find that piece in the puzzle box that's missing, and you just go back to your yo-yo dieting, and it's finally was, I was able to find that missing piece. I was finally able to put the puzzle together, and there is no doubt in my mind that I will be able to maintain my weight. I'm in Wonderland now. I'm barely in Wonderland, but I'm there, and I'm going to be able to stay there, and there's some days that are a little tough, and some days where but in my heart, I just know I'm never going back, and I know I have the tools to do that because of Elizabeth. So thank you, Elizabeth. I really, really appreciate Primal Potential every day.
I love that she feels unstoppable, and you can see those parallels in the two that I played for you, really feeling like you can tackle anything in any area of your life, getting your confidence back, feeling unstoppable, like there's nothing you can't do. Guys, it doesn't have to be so hard. And we have this awesome support system within the Fat Loss Fast Track to help you push aside your excuses when you need to, right? I'm not a cheerleader. I'm here to call you out on the things that are holding you back so that you can move beyond them. Imagine what your life would be like if you had that confidence that they're talking about, if you felt empowered, if you really believed that you could make these choices instead of doubting yourself all the time. We can create that together. So like I said, enrollment is open now, and it will shut down as soon as we hit that enrollment limit. You can get the pricing options and all the details and read from other folks that have been through this experience at primalpotential.com/fall16. That's fall16, all one word. We will close registration when we hit the limit and reopen in 2017, but I hope I will get a chance to work with you before then. So let's wrap up with what I ate yesterday. So I was traveling yesterday, and I had some coffee before my first flight. I had a protein bar on the plane. It was, I don't remember, an Epic bar, I think. Turkey almond cranberry is my favorite Epic bar. It's a meat-based bar, obviously. Then on one of my layovers, I had some almonds. When I got to my destination, I had I got like a meat and cheese appetizer, had maybe like a quarter of it. And then I got a poached octopus dish, which was really, really great. Then I got in a hotel workout, went out to dinner and had, if you didn't see what I posted on Instagram and Facebook, it looked awesome and it was even better tasting than it looked. It was a ahi tuna steak over some cauliflower. And I also got a side of broccoli with that. And it was amazing. So if you have questions, definitely go to primalpotential.com/fall16, read all about it. I think you will find the answers to all of your questions there. But if you don't, let me know and we will work through it because I would love the opportunity to get to know you over the 12 weeks of the fall into the winter. Have a great day, guys. Are you ready to move beyond listening and learning and really change your life? Really live into your highest potential instead of just wishing for it and hoping something clicks? I want to do that with you. And that's why this fall, I'm hosting the first ever Primal Potential Women's Transformation Weekend, Ascend, in downtown Nashville, Tennessee, November 3rd through the 5th. It will be a small group, but you can get your ticket and learn all the details at primalpotential.com/ascend or by listening to episode 203 of the Primal Potential podcast. Here's what I know. Ascend will change your life, and I would love to have you join me. See you this fall.